AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. There are briefings on Capitol Hill today on Iran. The briefings are coming from members of the Trump administration and for Democrats. Some people from the Obama administration are there. Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan says military moves by the U.S. have given Iran time to recalculate. And as a result, the potential for attacks on Americans is on hold.
The threat remains high, and our job is to make sure that there is no miscalculation by the Iranians.
Former White House counsel Don McGahn did not show up before the House Judiciary Committee today. Chair Jerry Nadler says this will not stop their investigation.
We will hold this president accountable, one way or the other.
Nadler says McGahn will be held in contempt. McGahn was questioned by Robert Mueller in the Russia investigation. The ranking Republican Doug Collins says that investigation is over.
There's nothing here.
A lawyer for McGahn has said he would follow the president's directive and skip the hearing. High water rescues have been going on throughout Oklahoma. A tornado touched down near the Tulsa airport. One person was injured. Andy Little is with the Tulsa Fire Department.
We have lines down all over the city, which obviously creates a serious danger. And it's very important that the citizens pay close attention to their environment.
Storms could bring more tornadoes and flash flooding to Oklahoma, as well as parts of Arkansas, Illinois, Kansas, and Missouri. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says Michigan's Justin Amash, the lone Republican to call for President Trump's impeachment, is an outlier.
Justin is one person with one opinion. It's out of step with this conference. It's out of step with America.
Speaking to reporters on Capitol Hill, Amash says he feels no pressure from his party.
Their pressure doesn't have influence on me. I mean, I really am not concerned about what Kevin McCarthy thinks about it.
Amash is a libertarian and is a founding member of the conservative House Freedom Caucus. This is AP Radio News. A rescued plane from World War II will be taking part in marking the anniversary of D-Day. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
June 1944.
C-47s and their new invasion battle paints stand waiting.
Including one with "That's All, Brother" painted on its nose.
This is the airplane that led the D-Day invasion.
75 years later, after it was rescued from a boneyard and restored, Tom Travis will fly the plane back to France, where it will join other aircraft next month in dropping reenactors on the Normandy beaches, likely the last big commemoration including D-Day veterans. Many in their 90s.
It's going to be historic. It's emotional.
I'm Sagar Magani.
Armed robberies have been common on buses in Mexico, and passengers have come up with a clever solution. Many are buying fake cell phones to hand over to thieves instead of their real smartphones. The dummy phones cost about $15 to $25. Those who resist could be shot. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.